Jekka News, you need to know now.
Solidarity says Ford South Africa has officially informed them of its intention to lay off more than 470 employees. Those expected to be affected are stationed in Pretoria and Gqeberha. And Hungary and Ukraine have traded insults in an escalating row over repeated oil supply disruptions. Budapest has banned a Ukrainian military commander for carrying out extremely severe attacks on an oil pipeline in Russia. Let's take a look at your business news. Antonio Senatore from Cartesian Capital kicks this business minute off abroad.
Nvidia, the world's most valuable company, delivered strong second quarter results last night with revenue up 56% to $46.7 billion, driven by surging demand for the processors that power AI systems like ChatGPT and Google's Gemini. But its guidance for its third quarter came in softer than some had hoped. The chipmaker expects around $54 billion in sales in the third quarter, which is in line with Wall Street's average forecast, but short of the $60 billion some analysts had projected.
He says shares slipped in pre-market trade
because investors are worried that the AI spending boom could be slowing and because of uncertainty over US-China trade restrictions. But still, the CEO insists that the AI opportunity ahead is immense and forecasts $3 to $4 trillion in infrastructure spend by the end of the decade.
Looking at your financial indicators, the rand is trading at 17.69 to the dollar, 23.88 to the pound, 20.64 to the euro. Gold is trading at $3,408.08 an ounce. Brent crude oil is at $68.05 a barrel. I'm Nushera Sudhyal. More news at the top of the hour.
We start off with some cricket news. CSA Director of Cricket Enoch Nkwe insists that local umpires are not to blame after protest spinner Pranalin Subrayan was reported for a suspect action on his ODI debut against Australia. The 31-year-old Dolphin stalwart dismissed Travis Head in Cairns last week, and he played a supporting role in South Africa's 98-run victory before the match officials flagged 12 of his 60 deliveries as potentially illegal. Subrayan has since undergone testing in Brisbane. Nkwe defended the South African umpires, pointing out that Subrayan's action had previously been cleared at domestic and international level. A man has been arrested over disgusting and appalling racist abuse sent over social media to England footballer Jess Carter. Police began investigating after reports that the messages had been sent to the 27-year-old defender during the UEFA Women's Euros in July. A 59-year-old man from Great Harwood has been arrested by Lancashire police on suspicion of malicious communication and has since been released under investigation. And more dodgy behavior, Yelena Ostapenko was involved in a furious on-court confrontation with Taylor Townsend after being dumped out of the US Open by an unseeded American on Wednesday. The Latvian 25th seed unleashed an angry verbal volley at Townsend following her 7-5-6-1 second-round defeat. Townsend went on to say that she told me that I had no education and no class and to see what happens if we play each other outside of the US. That sounds like threatening behavior. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jekka Rand FM Sport.
I'm gonna drive.
Hi, Robin Ross.
Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m. Jekka Rand FM.
One, two, three, four. Need a boy who can cuddle with me all night. Give me one, let me long, be my sunlight. Tell me lies, we can argue, we can fight. Yeah, we did it before, but we'll do it tonight. Yeah, that fro black boy with the gold teeth. Your dark skin looking at me like you know me. I wonder if you got the G or the B. Let me find out and see you coming over.